In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Truly our Lord Jesus Christ taught a different way, a way that had never been taught before. And even to this day, it is a different way, and a way that is not well understood, even among Christians. It is the way of humility. There are three things that are happening in this story, in the gospel, the first gospel that was read. Jesus tells them about his upcoming passion, clearly and distinctly tells them what's going to happen. That doesn't fit with their paradigm of who he is, and they don't understand. And then, right on the heels of that, the mother, Salome, of Saint John and James comes up, and she asks that her sons would have a preeminent place in the kingdom. Now, most likely she had heard Jesus say these things previously about his upcoming passion. There was a whole retinue of people with Christ during his ministry. He didn't tell these things just to the 12. There were many women that heard this, and I'm sure Salome had heard this before, and she probably heard the words just before she approached him. And so she completely didn't understand, nor did the apostles, the way of humility, because they didn't understand what Jesus was saying. They were blinded by their pride. And so are we. Let's not judge them too harshly. We would have done the same thing. Our pride just blinds us to the realities of life, to the needs of people, to our own sins, to ways to help people. When we have resources to help them, but our pride blinds us to how to use those resources or to be aware of people's deepest needs. Our Lord said quite clearly, it's right here in the gospel, can it be any more clear? I'm going to go to Jerusalem. I'm going to be delivered up. I'm going to be condemned to death. I'm going to be scourged. I'm going to be crucified. There's no parable here. This is completely clear language. And yet they completely did not understand it. How can this happen? I think the reason why these kinds of things are in the gospel are because this is the human condition. And it's connected to pride. Because right on top of the Lord saying these things, extremely prideful request is made. Now the 10 who were not part of this request are just as guilty of pride, because they were angry. They were jealous, thinking that John and James were usurping things that might be theirs. So everybody was full of pride. And it blinded them to what the Lord was saying. I'm going to Jerusalem. I'm going to be scourged. I'm going to be crucified. They didn't hear that. Clear words. And they didn't understand. This is a great mystery to me. The reason it's in the gospel is because it happens to you and me. Clear words that we don't understand. Clear things. Clear realities that because of our pride, we don't have the wisdom to discern. I'm not talking about the deep mystery of the Holy Trinity. I'm just talking about seeing things as they really are, just in daily life. We don't. Because of our pride. What a wicked thing pride is. And so on top of this hugely prideful request and the prideful response of the apostles, the Lord teaches the abyss of humility. These three things are very much connected. His teaching about his crucifixion, of course, that is the abyss of humility, to die for your friends or even to die for your enemies. He died for everyone. But then the prideful request, the prideful response of the apostles, and then it's connected to the abyss of humility, where the Lord teaches that the Gentiles lord themselves over those who are weaker than them. But it shouldn't be with you. You must be as a servant to others. There's a reason why these things are connected. The reason why they couldn't understand clear language was because of their pride. And so it is with us. God, forgive us that there is so much that we see and we do not see. Clear things, obvious things that we do not see and do not understand. I feel this acutely as a pastor, that in my flock, there are many that I don't understand. And I should, because the signs are all there. I'm positive of it. If I were not a sinful man, I would see immediately how to help someone in their need and what their needs are. But no, I'm a sinful man, and therefore I barely get a glimpse of how people really are. Once in a while, because of the grace of the priesthood, God reveals things even to sinners, even to sinful priests. But so much, I am tied up. I'm like a man in chains trying to walk when I'm trying to help others, because my pride keeps me from seeing things. That's what this gospel tells me. Every time I read the gospel and it's where the Lord is telling his apostles something that they clearly don't understand, I think, this is me. And I also think, not to judge anyone, this is you. This is the human condition. Our pride keeps us from seeing things we should be seeing. I mean, we should be seeing angels. They're all here, but we don't see them because of our pride. Because our pride just obscures things from us. So there's really only one solution. One solution. If you want to become wise, if you want to know things as they really are, if you want to be godlike, you must put off your pride. You must consider it to be as a ravenous beast that must be starved and beaten. And how do you do this? By looking outside yourself and serving others. By considering yourself a slave to others. Now, there's a little bit of a difficult conundrum here when you do that. We can force ourselves to do humble things. And they're good things to do, absolutely. But then the people that we do the humble things for, because they're sinners, and because they probably don't see the good that we're doing or don't recognize it, because, of course, they're blind just like we are. So they don't react in kind. They don't react as we think they should react. They don't give us recognition, or perhaps they don't make a change that we think they should make, or things don't go exactly as we wish. So here we are being the servant, but really in a manipulative way, being the servant in order to cause something to happen, to manipulate some outcome. That's not what the Lord said. If you serve someone, you are just their servant. And the Son of Man came to serve. And we are to become like him, so we are to serve. This is without any presuppositions about what we should get, what outcome there should be. It's really hard to be humble. I've been humbled many times in my life. I've had bitter experiences that have humbled me. I continue to have bitter experiences that humble me. But I'm not humble. And because of that, I'm positive that there are many things that I do not see, that I should see. Just like the apostles should have seen this. This was as obvious as the nose on their face. The Lord was speaking, not in parable, absolutely, perfectly, clearly, and they just didn't believe him. It's as if he didn't speak. It's as if he was speaking in a foreign language. That's because of their pride. So, brothers and sisters, let us take this as a really important lesson. This is a daily lesson we must have. Seek to serve others. Now, when you're proud about serving others, serve others anyway. You know, just beat down that beast. Serve others. Do not be served. And if you do this with consistency, with effort, eventually that terrible beast of pride will be beaten down. And all the noise he makes and all the dust he raises will settle. And you'll be able to see things clearly. as they really are. You'll be able to hear the words of the Lord, because I guarantee you he's speaking to us all not right now. I rarely hear him, so rarely, because of my pride. And it's the same way with all of us. So may we take this lesson to heart. The reason why we don't know things, the reason why we suffer, is pride. Pride separates us from the wisdom of God, separates us from the love of God. That's our problem. So do something about it. Serve others as best you can without expecting them to react in a way that you would prefer. Just serve others for the sake of serving others. Of course, the reason we serve others is because Christ served. So we are in essence serving him and showing gratitude to him by serving others. May God grant us to learn at least a little something about the abyss of humility. Amen.